အဲ့ဒီမှာဝိပဿနာနဲ့ပတ်သက်တာနည်းနည်းအယူအဆတွေပြောပြမယ်
So he's going to tell you a little bit about some ideas about Vipassana meditation
အချိန်ကဟိုဘယ်ပြောကျားထုတ်တဲ့ရွေးချက်အဓိကအချိန်ကအကြောင်းကစိတ်ကြီးရဲ့ဥစိတ်ကြီးရဲ့ quality တွေပြောင်းမှုကျွမ်းဥစိတ်တွေကို quality ကောင်းမှုကြိုးစားတာအဲတရားထုတ်တာ
One of the basic objectives of meditation is that we're trying to improve the quality of the mind. That's meditation.
အဲစိတ်နိုင်လောက်ရတာပေါ့
So you have to use the mind. It's the work of the mind.
အားထုတ်တဲ့နေရာမှာအာယုံပိုင်းရယ်စိတ်ပိုင်းရယ်နှမျိုးရှိ
So when we practice meditation there's two parts to it. There's the object of meditation and there's the mind that is meditating.
အော်လှုပ်ချီတိုင်းအားလုံ
း Try putting your hands together.
Like this. အော်ဘာခံစားရလဲ?သိလား?
Can you feel the sensation?
Yes. Okay. ဘာညာမသိလဲ?
Why can you feel the sensation?
Now what? Do you feel the sensation?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. But don't do it.
Why do you know the sensation?
Because of the mind. Say, Jack. Then I'm going to say,
So, he says there's the object and the mind. Yeah? Which is more important in this equation? Mind.
Yes, okay. ဘာကြောင့်ပြောနေလဲအာယုံကချစ်ပြီးတာအာယုံကချစ်ပြီးတာနော်စိတ်ကလျှောက်ခြင်းသားနေမသိတတိထားမသိစိတ်အလုံးလုံးတော့ပြောခြင်းလို့
Yeah, so when he's trying to point out this the importance of the mind in the equation, he says because objects are always there, our experiences, our sensory experiences are always there, but if the mind was lost in thought, it would not be aware of the presence of these objects, if the mind pays attention, you become conscious that these experiences are happening.
Understand? Okay. Ayon sight tan taya thut de lo pyo lo ya ma.
He says, just because you're paying attention then, so you're paying attention, does that make it meditation? Yes, so he says just because we're paying attention or focusing doesn't make it meditation yet. He says, so the mind that is meditating has to have the right attitude, the right ideas, it has to have right information, right knowledge, and it has to have wisdom in the back of the mind.
အခုဒီပြောနေတာအာယုံရယ်စိတ်ရယ်နော်စိတ်ကပိုအရေးကြီးတယ်ဒီအလုံးလုံးအစိတ်ထဲမှာစိတ်ကအရေးကြီးတယ်ဒီအလုံးလုံးတဲ့စိတ်ကပိုအရေးကြီးတယ
် Yeah so he's trying to point out how even in the mind being more important in the equation of object and mind he says it's the way the mind is working that's more important
Yes mind ကအလုံးလုံးတဲ့စိတ်က meditating mind ကအလုံးလုံးတဲ့စိတ်ကman right ဖြစ်နေလား wrong ဖြစ်နေလားအဲ့အရေးကြီးတယ် right idea ဖြစ်နေလား wrong idea ဖြစ်နေ
It's very important so to know whether the mind that is working to meditate has the right idea or the wrong idea whether it's working in the right way or the wrong way
ဒီကြလို့ idea က wrong ဖြစ်နေရင်လောက်တာအကုန်လုံးမှား
Yeah if the mind has the wrong idea then the way it practices is going to do it in the wrong way
ဆိုတော့ knowledge မမကငရဖို့အရေးကြီ
း So it's important to have right information.
အမှဝိပဿနာဆိုတာကဉာဏ်နဲ့အားထုတ်တာကိုပြောတာ။ဉာဏ်ပါောက်ပါမှာ
He says the very definition of vipassana means that there is wisdom in the seeing. So there must be wisdom in the awareness.
Not only awareness, no?
So awareness alone is not enough.
အဲ့တော့ဉာဏ်မှာ၃မျိုးရှိတယ်။သ ုဒ္ဓမြတ်ဉာဏ်ရယ်စေနာမြတ်ဉာဏ်ရယ်ဘာဝနာမြတ်ဉာဏ
် There's three kinds of wisdom and you might have heard of Suttamaya Panya, Bhavanamaya Panya, Chintamaya Panya and Bhavanamaya Panya. And that is Suttamaya Panya is the very is what you might call information. It's not your wisdom yet, it's information you get from external sources, second-hand knowledge. So that's information. The second kind, Chintamaya Panya, is your intelligence, what you have. And then the third, Bhavanamaya Panya, is insight. It's information, intelligence, insight.
Information and intelligence.
For the practice of Vipassana meditation, he says the first two are what we can apply. We can apply the information and our own intelligence to the practice. So they're
important.
Insight arises when the right conditions come together for insight to arise.
အားထုတ်တာမားနေတယ်ဆိုတာကဒီအားထုတ်တဲ့စိတ်မှာဟိုလောဘဒေါသမောဟပါနေရင်အဲ wrong ဖြစ်တာ
He says so when does practice become wrong practice is when greed aversion or delusion are in the mind that is practicing then it becomes wrong practice
အားထုတ်တဲ့စိတ်ထဲမှာခုနပြော expectation တွေအများများနေတယ်လောဘတကြီးဖြစ်နေတာအားထုတ်တာတရားထုတ်တယ်လို့ပြောလို့ရမှာ
He says so for example you're practicing meditation but there's a lot of greed in the mind you have a lot of expectations about what it's supposed to be like he says can you say that you're meditating in the right way at that time
no အမရတဲ့စိတ်မချိမနှံ့နဲ့အထုတ်နေ
or you have aversion you're dissatisfied with yourself you don't feel like it's enough would you say that that's the right way to practice
okay
well what if you see that that's what's happening is that right practice
တို့ပါနေမှာမယ် wrong attitude ဖြစ်မှာ
and to recognize that when they're present wrong practice is happening
လောဘရှိနေလားဒေါသဖြစ်လောဘပါနေလားဒေါသပါနေလားနောက်ဒါမို့မောဟပါနေ
is greed present now
when you recognize all you have to do
that's what you have to do just recognize
ဖြစ်နေမှန်သိလို့ရှိရင်သူစက်လို့တော့လေးဒါနဲ့
He says, with the recognition, he says, the mind becomes unable to carry on in the same way. But if you don't recognize, then that sort of unconsciously is the motivation for you to keep practicing in that way. Then you get tense, tired. And if that happens the whole day, what happens?
continuity awareness
he says he becomes afraid of continuity of awareness at times like that
not wrong then you wrong yeah
practice wrong then you continuously wrong the whole day
အဲ့တော့သူ့အများကြီးတင်းလာတာ
that's why many people get very tense
ဦးတင်ယောဂီတော်တော်များများတွေ့ဘူးသူလာနေချီတော့တင်းလာอยู่ပြန်ဖြစ်ပြန်လျှော့
yeah he's seen yogis you know who been practicing attention for monthsAnd then all they can do, all their practice becomes is learning to relax them.
Okay. So
it's important to recognize the wrong attitudes because then you can find out what right attitude is. Learn what right attitude
is.
He says, haven't you ever felt sometimes that you're practicing and you don't know how to carry on? What do I do now? He says, so what do you do then?
Notice not knowing what to do.
He
says, once you notice that, he says, you already know what to do. And how do you know that you're not knowing what to do? how do you like sort of recognize that?
It's a big hole.
It's a big hole.
What?
About Xenophil.
Oh, information, yeah, Tama.
Yeah, he says it becomes possible for us to step back like that when we've had information that that's the valid thing to do. So that's what you have to do. You have to recall all the information that you've had or gathered from before and find out what's the right, what should, find out what you should apply right then.
Information, intelligence.
So you use the information and your intelligence to figure out what to do. So we've often heard that when you meditate, you mustn't think, right? No, you haven't heard that. Yeah. He says you should think. He has his view because he says if we use the wisdom of our thinking, you know, we need wisdom to practice, then we use our thinking faculty in a wise way to help us to practice. What are you doing? Why are you doing this? What are you doing it for?
So background.
So this sort of thing has to be in the back of our minds. That's a kind of wisdom, knowing why you're doing something.
Any subject, subject.
He says in any subject of field of study, whether you're studying meditation or medicine or geography, he said, you need to have some theory, right? Some basic ground stuff.
Yes,
and only when you have theory, he says, then you can do the practical things, right? So, since we're using the mind to do the practice, he says we need to have some information about how the mind works. He'll explain some of his ideas to you, his, what he's understood to you. So one of the things he'll explain is how the mind works differently in Samatha meditation and in Vipassana meditation. The goal of Samatha meditation is jhana. The goal of Vipassana meditation is jnana, insight. What do you want? He says, you must remember when the jhanas are very strong, the jnana never gets that strong. So you have to choose something.
But you need your mind
stabilized
in a certain tranquility,
yeah,
a certain degree, so that you can see things.
Yes.
You can have some insight.
Yes. Yes, but you need samadhi. So we're using the word samadhi, yeah? You need samadhi in both, samatha and
samadhi.
But samatha has its kind of...
tranquility, stable, the samadhi.
Yeah. Samatha has its kind of samadhi, and vipassana has its kind of samadhi. You talk about tranquility or stability. He will cover this samadhi at some point. So when you listen, it will come to it.
Yeah.
So when the goal is different for samatha and vipassana, he says, then the ideas behind the practice become different. Then the way you practice it becomes different. In samatha meditation, he says the attention, the focus of attention is the object. The object is
the
in vipassana, the mind is important.
Like
he explained just now, and we were going through. we want to be checking whether there is greed, aversion, or delusion in the mind that is practicing.
Yes.
So when we're practicing Vipassana, some sort of wisdom has to be operating. If no wisdom is operating in the mind, automatically it will be greed, aversion, or delusion. And wisdom, again, you know, has a large reach. It includes information or intelligence. So. Another thing with samatha meditation is samatha is only concerned with one object, and you try to keep the mind in on one object, one place. Vipassana is concerned with all objects. Why? Because the goal of vipassana is insight. So you need a complete picture in order for more intelligence to arise.
Picture got complete picture ဖြစ်ပြီဆိုမှစိတ်ဉာဏ်ကတော့ decision ချလို့ရမယ
် When the mind has complete information, it says then the mind is able to make its own conclusions, decisions.
ဆိုအဥပမာအထုတဲ့ထဲမှာအာယုံရှိတယ်စိတ်ရှိတယ်အလွတ်လုတဲ့စိတ်ရှိတယ်ဒါတွေအကုန်လုံးမြင်ရမယ်ဒီဖေးတစ်ခုလုံးမြင်မှာအာယုံပိုင်းရှိတယ်စိတ်ပိုင်းရှိတယ်ဒီနှစ်ခုလုံးကို attitude ပိုင်းရှိတယ်နော်
He says there is the objects that we're practicing with, the mind that is trying to practice, and the attitude of the mind that is practicing.And we must notice all of them and how they are interacting. Then you call it a full picture. He says if we only see the object and what's happening to the object, he says we don't have a complete picture. So actually the insight cannot really come in.
ကိစ္စတခုမှာကုန်ပြီတခုမှာဘုကလူကြီးလုပ်တယ်ဆိုရင်ဟို information အကုန်ပြည့်စုံမရဘဲနဲ့ကို decision ချလို့ရတာ
He said it's like being a big boss in a company. You're the CEO. If you don't have all the information that you need, he said, how can you make decisions about how to run the company? Right?
တပိုင်းတော့ပဲသူတိတယ်ဆို तू သုံးတယ်လို့မရဘူး။သုံးချက်ချတာမှန်ချင်မှမှန်
Yeah. He says if you have only part of the information, you're a CEO and you make a decision, you might not make the right decision.Might not have the right That's why it's important in Vipassana to be interested and learn and investigate everything that has happened. He says, so in samatha meditation, there's a need to grasp onto the object.There's a desire to grasp onto and stay with the object, so it's a desire for permanence. You want to stay here for as long as possible. So because of this idea, the understanding of impermanence is not going to arise. There is a need to control the object and stay with it.
We put an idea of Tamil. So let go of the object.
But Vipassana is a learning to let go, learning not to become attached to any object. And you see how the ideas behind the practice start to become very, very different. So once you're not going to grasp onto an object or feel attached to it, he says it means that you have to be open to receive any object that comes into your.So once we decide that we're going to target something, this is our object of practice, he says that what the mind is automatically going to do is it's going to ignore all the other objects. Doesn't want to know anything else anymore. He says, so he gives you the example again, so you put your hands together. If we just pay attention to the touching sensation in the hand, so we just keep it in this area, yeah? The mind just in this area for now, in the hand. If we pay attention to the touching sensation, that's all you'll feel, is the touching sensation.
Vipassana ja lo touching takhu de ti chin na mho bu, ba yi shi le lo ti chin.
But in Vipassana, he says, you don't want to know just the touching sensation. You want to know what is there.Completely, everything that is there. So So what other sensations do you feel in there, in the hand? For example, feet.
Feet?
Yes. And?
Pulse.
Pulse, yeah.
And?
Dura.
Softness.
Yes. And?
Cold.
What the fuck? So, 表情呢,
so what he's trying to point out is that if we have a target, like we think that we should pay attention to the touching sensation, then we don't know anymore the other things that are present. In fact, we don't even want to know them. We don't even try to see if there's anything else. He says, so this is how Samatha and Vipassana start.
Vipassana,
In Vipassana meditation, you really want to just know what is happening here, as it is. You're not looking at what you want to see.
So
that's what you call learning. So in Samatha meditation, he says we're trying to create a result. So we're creating a result. We're trying to work towards a particular result. But for Vipassana meditation, he says we're trying to understand the nature of things as they are, and nature is already as it is. We're just trying to learn to see that.
Already
we don't have to make
it
happen.
Nature
is already there. It's not there. It's there. We're just learning to see, recognize that.
Just recognize the, no?
To recognize. So the example is like this. So if the mind is not feeling calm, for Samatha meditation you have to calm the mind down. If your mind is distracted, you have to collect the mind for Samatha meditation. But for Vipassana meditation, if you're not feeling calm, you don't have to calm the mind down. You want to recognize the mind is not calm.
But how do you stabilize the mind then? How do you get to that kind of
right attitude?
If you have the right attitude, the mind just feels calm.
Since that mind stable, right thought, right view, right thought, stable.
If you have the right thought, the right view of what is supposed to happen in the moment, then you feel calm about it. The mind is not calm, but you're calm about recognizing the mind. He says, you might have come across situations where you're faced with something difficult, and if you had the wrong attitude, you didn't know how to think in a reasonable way, it just makes you feel more agitated about the situation. But you might have been in another situation where something difficult came to you, but you were able to think in a reasonable way. And once you have a reasonable way of thinking, you just find that things are going wrong, but you're calm about it. So for Samatha meditation, because there is a result you're working towards, he says you have to use energy. But in Vipassana, since you just want to recognize things as they are, there's no need to use any energy.
Wisdom energy, well,
you just need to use your wisdom energy in the sense of, you know, right thinking. So his emphasis is really on how to get yogis to use less of this efforting, this energy in the practice, and to replace that with wisdom, using wisdom in those ways, information, intelligence. So he encourages all of you to please use less energy.
What is the purpose of the breath or Vipassana meditation?
Vipassana mare. Atashurao. He says, you know, the breath is not the only object for vipassana meditation, and it's only used in the sense of being one of many objects. So it's just an object. So how do we use wisdom? He says, that's the information that he's trying to give. Yeah. How do we use the information and the intelligence we have? So he's trying to give all this information. He says he does question answer sessions, you know, discussions with yogis also because he wants to help yogis to learn how to use their these two, information and intelligence, this wisdom. He's helping yogis to think through things. In vipassana meditation, there's no need to use much intelligence. All you need to do is focus. But for vipassana meditation, for samatha meditation, you don't need to use much wisdom or intelligence. You just need to focus. But for vipassana meditation, you need to use wisdom. You need to be sitting there waiting, watching. And there's a sense of inquiry in the back of the mind as it waits and watches.
A desire
to know, a sense of investigation. And there must be all this background knowledge, He says, and in the beginning, all this knowledge is intellectual. It's just like theory. But it's held in the back of the mind. But as we continuously practice, he says, and the practice gets strong enough, when conditions come together, one day the mind will realize the truth of that for itself. And then it becomes your understanding, your insight, your intelligence.
Oh, beginning awareness are leap, look. Understanding.
He says, in the beginning, so when you practice, he says, awareness is the leader. You try to be aware all the time. And slowly, with continuous awareness, little bits of wisdom come to you. Little bits here and there, here and there.
Awareness, understanding, and together.
Over time, then as the wisdom grows, it starts to work together with the awareness. But if those wisdoms keep coming and keep growing, at some point the wisdom will be so strong, it's always the leader.
Awareness follows.
Awareness just follows. It's always there.
So, tamatha and vipassana, no?
This is the difference between samatha and vipassana.
No, not two things.
How mind works in these two different
ways. Faculties.
So he'll explain the five faculties to you. You all know the five faculties.
Diya ato na di quality di in akong na.
Meditation is helps to strengthen these five faculties, these five qualities of mind.
Diya ato na chabi. Mian na ato na di si di quality tak butala.
He says, if we've been practicing meditation for a long time, we've also been trying to do it consistently. He says these qualities of mind should be becoming stronger. He says, do you notice that he hasn't talked about the object yet? Or any object at all? He says, all these qualities of mind must become stronger.
Okay. So awareness.
So, number one is awareness. And awareness is the word sati. Sati is defined as don't forget, not forgetting. That's all. He said, if you're not forgetting the right object, he says, awareness is already present. He says, so if you think about this kind of quality of not forgetting. He said, does it feel like you need to use much energy to not forget?
Yes.
He says, if you think about yourself, you are already aware. Because you're not forgetting. Yes, you're remembering yourself. If you think, what am I thinking now? What am I doing now? How am I feeling now? It's already there, conscious.
Awareness to maintain lonely. To don't show feeling awareness gone.
And if you can maintain this, you remain conscious of yourself continuously, you can say awareness is good. He says, so there's no focusing, no using of energy. He's just saying, don't forget. He says, he has a lot of questions from people asking him how to make the awareness continuous. He says, if we use a lot of energy to focus on something and try to be aware of it, he said, you will lose your mindfulness faster. Sooner. Because once you run out of energy, you start losing mindfulness. But if you don't have to use energy, just notice as much as you can, and maintain that as long as possible, he said, it will just become a habit. You want to develop a habit of remaining aware. He says, people aren't patient. They don't persevere, but they want to be mindful.
This is a problem.
They want to use energy. They think, if I try very hard now, it will come to me. I'll have it. But he says, if it's to become your nature to just be aware all the time, it's got to become a habit for you.
Happy is a second nature.
They say habit is second nature.
Right.
So he says, so to understand that it's not about using energy in the moment, it's about having the right understanding, the right idea, which gives you the right attitude, and then doing that continuously.
Samadhi
is a stable mind. A mind that's
relaxed, peaceful, stable.
So you say if you feel relaxed or peaceful or calm, that the mind has samadhi.
Samadhi's definition is steady, stable.
The definition of samadhi is steadiness, stability. He says, in samatha meditation, you develop samadhi by focusing on something continuously for a long time. And this concentration builds up, but there is a, that kind of concentration is very, is a bit strong, it's a bit rigid. But that sort of focusing kind of, the kind of concentration that builds from that sort of focusing, sometimes when you get too absorbed in it, he said, wisdom becomes weak in the mind. The mind is not alert anymore. Awareness becomes weak, wisdom becomes weak, and he says our thinking faculty, ability to think wisely, gets.
Sometimes you become a zombie. After sitting.
So what is the purpose of it?
Huh? Of what?
What is the purpose of it?
Of what?
Of the samatha.
That's only for samatha meditation, yeah? It's just to stay on one object for a long time, that's all.
But why do people do it?
I said, Luria
Bajamalu.
It makes the mind feel quiet and temporarily it suppresses the defilements while the mind is in that
state.
But if there's too much that kind of calmness, he said there can even be more, there can even be delusion in that kind of concentration.
Yeah,
that's if there's too much focusing, over focusing. Yeah, he says, I mean, in its own way, there are balanced amounts of samadhi for samatha meditation
too.
Yeah, now he's just like comparing the difference between how you develop samatha samadhi and how you develop vipassana samadhi, what it is like.
Vipassana samadhi ma do nyan ba de. Buddha shi lo, sin sa nyan shi lo, yu sa man lo, sit ga reaction ma lao. Liking, disliking ma phit ba ne, yi ni da la. Vipassana samadhi.
He says, for vipassana samadhi, he says, wisdom is present. It's when you have the right information and you can think reasonably and you also have the right attitude, he says, then you don't have a reaction to something. You don't like or dislike what's happening. He says, then the mind feels stable. That's samadhi from vipassana meditation because of wisdom. Because there's no reaction, the mind is already stable.
I samadhi, you might understand it.
And in samadhi like that, he says, understanding can arise.
Now, the samadhi is
Yes. And when you have samadhi like that, he said, it feels light and alert. You feel fresh. You don't feel heavy and dull. That's how comes samadhi.
Effort.
He says, again, he emphasizes you don't need a lot of energy. Effort is not energy. You need a mental kind of. Mental kind of qualities which are patience and perseverance. Understanding that this work is beneficial and therefore you do it again and again. You persevere. And there is a wisdom there. You understand why you're doing it, and therefore you are motivated to keep doing it. So that's right effort. That's wisdom in it. And right effort. He says, so do you know why when we practice meditation we start using excessive amounts of energy?
Impatience.
Habit. Both right, aversion, delusion. Yes, habit is very strong in our lives. We live our lives using our habits. It just does its thing. We don't know. It just does its thing. Yes, so when we want something, also we start using too much effort. We don't like something, we use the effort to do something else. We don't know what to do, we just use effort. He says the reason he fears people using too much energy is because often we don't have right effort. All we are doing is wrong efforting.
Defilement.
Our whole lives we've used energy to get things done. And what kind of energy do we use? Greed, aversion, delusion. So this is the automatic habit of the mind, so even when we meditate, that's the kind of energy we'll use. Patience, perseverance. He says, so to be right, for it to be right, he says, first you have to see whether it's wrong. When it's not wrong anymore, it's right. He says the main thing is to watch out for greed and aversion at work. Once you recognize whether they're there or not, when they're not there, then you know. So you have to be checking your effort. How much efforting are you putting in? Are you putting in too much? You have to recognize it yourself.
So now, Santa, confident, faith.
Faith, confidence. You need to have faith and confidence in yourself, in the work that you're doing, in the meditation, in the practice. So what he's pointing to is, be interested in the practice, in how you're doing the practice. Be interested in that.
Yes,
in the sense that he says,
တရားအထုတ်တဲ့နေရာမှာ confident တက်တက်လာတ
ော့
he says in the sense တရားတက်တက်လာ
he says in the practice of meditation he says how does our confidence in the practice grow he says when we see that the practice is bringing us benefit it grows our confidence of faith in the practice
ဘာလို့ဒီလိုလုပ်냐
why are you doing this work why are you meditating
if you suffering tense we might say you know လုံးလားတလားတက်မှာ
if you're suffering tired getting tense would you feel more confident about the practice would you have faith in it just
let never มาบ่
you
look that show นี่แล้วว่า look business look look that show นี่ look เฉียว
it's like if you were doing business and you kept losing money and you want to keep doing that business
ဘယ်လိုပြောမလဲကိုလုပ်တဲ့လုပ်ပုံမှာယုံကြည်မှုရှိရမယ
် so you need to have confidence in the work that you're doing
and တော့ကိုဟိုတရားတန်ခါယုံတာကိုကသဘောပေါက်လာမှယုံမှာဒါနဲ့မြင်နေတယ
် he says you know faith in the Buddha Dhamma Sangha that's a little high you know when you when the practice brings you understanding you know think practice bring really helps you in your life then you start to have faith in the Buddha Dhamma Sangha becauseyou know it's helping yeah it's beneficial
but insight la le chin ya ma to lu twa ma
yeah when insights come very naturally the mind feels
oh the karma amato bu lu di twa ja yo atin yong khan du mu so jo
he said if somebody has never practiced before and you say oh you have to believe in the Buddha Dhamma Sangha you know how are they going to bring it up in themselves
now the pura oh understanding panya
the last one is wisdom panya understanding you know
ဝိပဿနာဉာဏ်မဉာဏ်ပူဉာဏ်ဒါလည်းအဝေးလိုလေးတယ်ခဏနေ
He's talking about understanding not in the sense of insights deep insights vipassana insights or enlightenment and all that he's not talking about
အရင်ဆုံးတက်လာရမယ်ဉာဏ်ကဘာဉာဏ်ဖြစ်လာမယ်ဆိုအာထုတက်တဲ့ဉာဏ်ဖြစ်ရမယ် skip ဖြစ်ရမယ
် He says the first kinds of the kinds of insights we want in the beginning is insights into understanding how to practice in the right way understanding of
and skill judging him
and then understanding that starts making us skillful at the practice
skillful at understanding what
you can say that when you're skillful at something you're understanding you already understand therefore you're skillful
he
says what is practicing the mind or the body
အဲ့ဒီ main ကိုစိတ်ကမှမသိဘူးစိတ်ကဘလို့အားရစိုက်နေတယ်ဘလို့သဘောထားရှိနေတယ်ဘလို့အမြင်မျိုးရှိတယ်သူ့ကိုမှမမြင် skillful အဆင့်လာမလား
He says but you're using the mind to meditate but you don't know how the mind meditates you don't know how much energy it's using when it meditates you don't know what attitude it's having when it meditates you don't know what ideas it holds about meditation He says can you become skillful at using this mind
အဲ့ skillful မလာရင်ဟိုတိုးတက်ကြီးပွားဖို့ဖြစ်ဦးမလား
He says and if you're not skillful can you then grow the practice
understanding it ပို့ပို့ပြီးတော့ deep ဖြစ်လာဖို့ရှိမလ
ား without the skill he says can we get to deeper and deeper understanding skill about just how to practice right
စိတ်ကိုမြင်ဖို့အရေးကြီးတယ်စိတ်ကအရေးကြီးတယ်ဆိုတော့ဥပဒနာမှာအဲ့ဒါပြောတ
ာ that's why he says important to see the mind to recognize what's happening in the mind to practice effectively
okay အာထုတ်တတ်တာအာထုတ်တတ်တဲ့ဉာဏ်မလာဘဲနဲ့သဘောပေါက်တဲ့ဉာဏ်မလာနိုင်ဘူ
း So if we don't have understanding about how to practice he says understanding about the way things are is not going to come if we don't have practice right
ဘာပစ်ဆံမရှာတဲ့ဘာရှာမွေးမှာပေါ့
He says if you don't know how to do business if you don't know how to invest your money he says you'll just lose your money
So ဒါပြီးတော့နောက်ရေးကြည့်တဲ့ချက်၃ချက်ရှိသေးတယ်
last three important points
continuity awareness
continuity of awareness
ဘာကြောင့်လဲဆိုရင်ဒီမှာအားမဆိုင်ဘူ
း he says why continuity of awareness is important is because he says you don't have to use a lot of energy right
so လိုချင်တာတဘာဝ nature တဘာဝ energy ကိုလိုချင်လို့လူလုပ်ထားတဲ့ energy ကိုလိုချင
် But he wants a natural energy to develop that come from momentum because of continuity it's not the kind of energy that comes from you putting in effort to practice or be aware
the moment to moment လုပ်ဖြစ်သွားရင် momentum လာမယ် slow body ရဲ့အချိန်မှာ
If you really do it moment to moment he says then that moment-to-moment practicing just gains momentum. It's like a snowball gathering momentum.
Snowball reaction, small.
In the beginning it's small.
No problem, but continue rolling.
And
a giant PVG lab. A
shame lab. It just grows bigger, the momentum.
And momentum
Yes, and that momentum will lead you to a goal. Will sort of send you rolling.
I go Dhamma, the momentum Dhamma.
Yes, that momentum is Dhamma at work. Nature at work. Yes. You personal, the person cannot do that. Cannot have the kind of speed that comes with the power that comes with momentum. If the person keeps coming in and interfering in the process, momentum cannot, you cannot gain momentum. That momentum cannot grow. So, practice is going to be like a marathon. He says, not a 100-meter dash. Something you have to do over a long time, long term.
When
something is a learning process, yeah, practicing Vipassana meditation is a learning process. He says, the longer you stay in the learning mode, the more deep the things you learn.
Shortcut,
he says, there's no shortcut. There is no shortcut.
Okay. Continue the yiji. Tajam dhamma is the process lama.
He says, that's why continuity is important. And then the other thing is, he says, you also, when there's continuity, naturally, when there's this momentum and you're naturally aware, you see the whole process of things that happen.
So you see the whole process beginning to end. If you see the whole process, you already understand what it is. So, energy, so awareness of Ashi is a dua. Do I'm a toa and do a nina shima, the Ashi is a dua.
Yes. Awareness of Ashi is a dua. And he says, if you want to talk about strong awareness, he says, you can only say awareness is strong when you don't have to put in any effort and the awareness is just doing its thing. Then you can say awareness is strong. You're not trying, but the awareness is strong. That's
Dhamma, that's nature. Where the nature of the Dhamma is strong.
Effortful.
Effortless. Effortful. Not effortful, but Ashita.
Yeah, so there has to be both wisdom and momentum. So if you're asked what time is time for meditation?
For Vipassana?
When is meditation time?
Now.
Now.
Where
is now?
All the time.
Yes. Yeah. Now.
So from the moment you wake up in the morning until you're fast asleep.
Yeah.
And he could say, like, until your death. That's the time to practice.
You're dead. Okay. So, yes.
So in every moment, every place, every posture, any time, any work you're doing, to not forget yourself. He says, how interested are you in yourself? When we look in the mirror? So please be interested in yourself. That's all. Anytime, anywhere, any place, even in the toilet. What's the mind doing? Are you interested? He says, you know, people who want to make money think about money all the time. How to make that money? He says, you must want the Dhamma even more than this.
But Dhamma, my person, I'm not Dhamma, I'm not Dhamma.
He says, we don't value the Dhamma even as much as we value money.
Yes, I am.
Only at the meditation center. So if you're really interested in yourself, he says that life and the Dharma will be going together. So he says the Dharma has to be close to you all the time. It has to be part of you all the time. That's for people who really want it. If you just want to be calm once in a while, he says that you don't need to do so much.
Okay. So now the kuai. Oh, relax way. Now below atuam. Relax way below atuam. I'm a sai abanya.
So the second thing is to practice in a relaxed way.
No. Atu ne sika relax pia me. U pemam tension mishia u metinja u isisishia me. Nyam pa me.
So the mind that is practicing, although it has to practice all the time, it's relaxed, comfortable, not feeling tense and anxious, you know, using wisdom, using its intelligence.
He
says, practice in comfort, okay.
But interesting.
But be interesting.
Take the posture.
He says, in any posture, yeah, the posture you take is just not important at all.
Quality of mind, the mind is improving.
Yeah, he's mentioned just now, he said, it's the quality of mind that's important. The quality of mind has to keep getting better.
Sitting posture, yeah, they are told.
Does the sitting posture practice meditation? So you could be sitting, sleepy, thinking, dreaming. What do you call that meditation?
Awake, alert, interested.
He says the mind has to be awake, aware, alert, interested.
Wake and watch, example.
So he will give you now a demonstration of the sense of waiting and watching. Not using too much energy.
And he says, not here.
Don't have a target. Don't pay attention to anything particular, not your usual meditation object. Don't focus on anything. Just watch yourself.
The guru object.
The whole body is object.
So let it be.
You notice your hands are touching?
Okay. Janet.
You notice touching the floor?
No, tiny the both now.
Notice the posture.
No, down.
Notice the sound.
Yes. Temperature. Huh?
Notice all that.
Okay. Well, I said.
How much energy did that need to notice
that? I only remember maybe in the 10 minutes.
If we just didn't forget and just maintained this state of noticing, that's all we need to do in the day.
Kada.
Would that be difficult?
Hold on, Mr. Zhang. Yeah.
He says, you know, so long as we're not lost in nonsensical thoughts, he says, we're there.
That beginner need to work, no?
This is just for beginners. And as you just remain conscious like that, don't you also notice the mind?
State of mind.
Do you feel tense or relaxed? What the mind is paying attention to or noticing in the
moment?
You just can notice these things. So, the important thing again is you don't need to use a lot of energy. You just need to be interested to know all these things and maintain this sense of consciousness continuously. He says the mind is contacting with its experience all the time. It's always there, the experiences. Objects. All that's needed is the awareness to be present, to be conscious. He says, if you're not listening to something, don't you still hear? you're not listening. But isn't hearing happening all the time? And if you're not looking at something in particular, but your eyes are open, isn't seeing happening all the time? So if you didn't focus on something, if you didn't focus your mind on paying attention to something in particular, doesn't the mind still remain conscious of its experiences anyway? If you understand that, it's easy to practice vipassana meditation. Do you understand?
Yeah. Okay.
So what is happening with awareness and consciousness during Papancha?
Sika, Papisa, Rema, Myonrasu, Echima, awareness, the consciousness, the
Abhapya. He
says if you're lost in Papancha, then well at that time no awareness, no consciousness.
No consciousness?
Well, I won't say no consciousness, sorry. Wrong word. I mean consciousness in the word, in the sense of an English word rather than the technical technical part. Aware.
Papancha.
Lost in. Yes, moha is, has consciousness too. Moha knows also.
That's the wrong way.
But it just knows the wrong
way.
But you can't call it awareness. Moha is, has its own kind of like knowing, but
knows the wrong way. Amaiti. Amaiti.
Yeah.
Moha.
Yeah. He says not knowing the right thing is what we call delusion of moha. Moha is not ignorance. It's not knowing. It's just a deluded knowing.
So there's no separate word for the awareness that isn't kind of right awareness. There's kind of a non-awareness word. As you know, that there's consciousness is there all the time.
Yes.
But awareness is not necessarily all the time. Is there a word that you can use to describe what is happening when you're not aware in that correct sense?
I'm a bit confused about the use of language here.
You spaced out.
So, and now not accept your man.
We just finished the third thing. He said three important things, right? So the third thing, we just finished.
It's right.
So we just covered that. So we just finished talking about that. You can be aware of it. Be aware without putting in energy, too much energy to focus. Yeah.
Okay, I get it. Okay. Okay,
now we come to the most important thing, the punchline, right? So you're aware of all these objects, you're noticing all these experiences. He says, from what point of view are you going to be aware of?
Body sensation, feeling, and mind.
All these objects that are right objects are just in your mind-body process, right? It's your physical sensations, your feelings, and mental activities, thoughts, and so on and so forth.
Yeah. Rupa, vedana, citta. This is object. No? Rupa, vedana, citta. No? This is a Pali. Understand?
Yeah.
This is object. So, in rupa, everything is hardness, softness, movement. No? Everything in the body have. No? Mm-hmm. 不掉的是它.
So you have all this hardness, softness, you have all these physical sensations.
Four element body.
Are you the only person who has these sensations? Do you own these sensations to the exclusivity of everybody else? No.
Everybody has, no?
Everybody has feelings of.
Feeling of? Pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. Everybody have, no? The mind. Good mind, wholesome mind, unwholesome mind, any mind. Everybody have. And all. Do you sing them? Pelle sing them, no? You are only sign it, do universal sign it, do nature sing them.
So this is how we're going to view the experience. Because we now understand that everybody can experience it, obviously it's not personal, it's universal. It's nature. this is the point of view from which you're going to view these experiences.
고등학교부야.
Have you been angry before?
생각하고요. 나 돌아키네요. 생각하고.
Have you ever had this thought? I'm angry.
아이 생각할 때마 angry 안 여도가 또라.
When you think I'm angry, does that make you feel more angry or less angry?
Why?
Why do you feel more angry when you think I'm angry?
You're feeding.
Feeding.
Yeah, yeah, 주의라, 반응 주의라.
And feeding it with? Wrong view.
Wrong view. 그럼 I identify 반응이래.
That's the identification with the experience as I'm angry.
Angry 고 I로 두어.
You've made anger personal, but anger is with just a nature.
Your anger and Jopo's anger, who is more angry? 너무 저도 그냥. Oh, anger is anger, no? Do you agree?
Anger
is nature. This is the right view. This is impersonal. The mind, the nature of the lobha or dosa is the nature. The mind is nature. But you think it's wrong view, I, my mind, my anger, then this defilement is stronger and stronger. Because of wrong view. So when you practice, you need to fast. First, you need to put the right view first. That is the nature. Then, awareness coming. Then this awareness is the right awareness.
Coming of you are.
Okay. Awareness come. Second, huh? First is the right view, then second is the awareness. This awareness called right awareness. In vipassana, that is very important. Because everybody, they watch, they look themselves with the wrong view is very strong. My body and my mind. Now you wear your shirt. Who shuts? Everything he thinking, the personal thinking mind. If you don't have this wrong idea, right knowledge or right idea, you watch yourself with the wrong view. If you pain coming, if you pain is arise, you watch the pain, wrong idea. My I pain. Then this will not call vipassana meditation. Because wrong view. Then you think I pain, the pain is more stronger and your unbearable and your disliking mind also, reaction also stronger. Because of wrong view. That's why in vipassana meditation this right view is very important. You don't have this right view, right information have, you cannot call you practice vipassana. Then who? Object also my identify with this experience. My also identify. I meditate. I understand and I see. Everything is atta we wrong view. So another cannot come.
Cannot come.
Okay. So right view. So right view very important. Now we'll be on. So ayonew shuya kama the attitude mena nyin shi ya. Ayonew chi me ayon experience shuya kama the attitude mena ma mei ba ne.
So whenever you watch any of the experiences, don't forget this attitude.
So
everything happening in your mind and body, remember to think of them as just nature. Then would anything disturb you anymore? Is noise disturbing?
Wandering mind or announcer?
Is wandering mind a disturbance?
That's nature. Pain also? So, someone said his meditation, his concentration is very good. Someone, some yogi said his concentration is very good. Then the music coming, or very loud noise coming, he very angry. So his concentration is good. I will call it Matimha.
Brittle or not strong.
Yeah, this concentration cannot say strong because his idea is wrong idea. The sound is disturb me, then irritation coming, then concentration gone. So right, that's why the samadhi, stable mind is depend on the right idea, right information, right knowledge. Do you have right knowledge? You have already samadhi. That's why samadhi, you don't need to try too much concentration or stable. People, yes, a lot of people, they try to practice like this. Put effort and make your mind calm down. This is very tired. If you use your intelligence and you have the right information, right knowledge, have your mind already calm, peaceful. So no, this is not problem. Sound also not problem. Wandering mind also not problem. Let it be. They do their job, you do your job, it's finished. Now people make a problem this wandering mind. Don't go, come back, don't go. Actually, the mind cannot go out. The mind, nature of the mind is happening, that's all. But people think the mind is go out. The mind cannot go out. This is also idea. The mind has nature is arising. The thinking mind or wandering mind or memory mind is arising. So you don't need to go back. Just recognize what happening. The mind is happening or thought is happening. Just recognize this is the object. So you have this right idea, right knowledge, to become an object. Because of this object, your mind is becoming aware, concentration, understanding, arising. If your wrong attitude, you have this object make your anger, aversion. So this is a right view, a right idea, and right attitude is very important. Now we go. Oh, and also pain. When does pain coming? How do you do? How to meditate?
You have pain, what do you do?
Move. So quick. So first, we need to learn, We need to learn about the nature of the pain, the body and mind, how to react.
How they interact.
And also you need to understand why are we aware? Why are we aware?
Why are we
meditating? Why are we aware?
To know things as they are.
You try to understand. Don't forget this idea. If you pain coming, you try to learn what the body is pain, the mind is real, what the relationship. As much as you can. If you cannot bear, then you change. You can change. So first, the pain coming, I'm not encouraged to watch the pain first. Because the yogi is not ready yet to watch the pain. Because everybody, all the time, they have a sixth sense door and object already, sixth sense door happening, object contact all the time happening, daily life, the mind is react all the time. Any object coming, any experience coming, the mind is like and disliking. All the time, in your daily life or the whole life. So the mind has a habit. So if you go pleasant situation, pleasant sensation coming, the mind becomes attached. Unpleasant sensation coming, come. Okay. The mind resists. This is a nature. Automatic, nature is like nature, automatically happen. So when you pay attention to the pain, the mind immediately dislike it come. Dislike. So when the mind is anger, disliking is anger. This anger and you watch the pain continuously, the situation is we cannot call this meditation. We watch anger and watch this object, is this object is the anger of object, not Dharma object. Understand? That's why I'm present feeling coming, we now watch this sensation immediately fast. Wait and check your mind. What do you what do you think about this experience? Fast. You need to write thought, write view fast. The pain is what? What is the pain? How to think? What do you think about this pain? If you're thinking wrong, I pain, everything wrong. The pain is nature. This is your eyes. Now you have the right information. The pain is nature. This point of view idea is first. Then you can learn pain. So first you need to change your attitude first. Then awareness coming. Then you can learn. So and change the attitude first. Then what's your feeling? Why the mind react to this pain? We need to learn disliking about the pain. So you watch, you need to learn from your feeling. How do you feel? You know, why the mind is react? Or disliking is what? So what we want to know, that's why we are aware. Disappear or pain disappear, disliking disappear is not important. Try to understand it is important. As much as we can, you are we watching and we learn. The pain, body is pain, the mind is react. What the relationship, what the mind thinking about this pain, how do you feel? You check everything, the full feel. Everything. Then you can understand what the relationship and you can understand that what they are happening. This is a Vipassana meditation. Purpose of meditation. We try to understand, we not try to go away. If you go away, how to learn? So go away is not important. Disappear is not important. Learning is important. As much as we can. But you cannot bear, your mind is not stable, not ready, not right move, then you can change the object or you fix your mind state, right move. Then try again. Next time the pain coming, try again, then learn again. Slowly, slowly your understanding arise. Understanding is grow. Then you can how to handle your emotion and pain. So why we learn about this pain and reaction? We need to learn this reaction.
I have a question. This is an important thing for me to find out how to find this adjustment. When you were meditating with the wrong attitude, mind attitude, how can you adjust and come back to see it with the right attitude? How can you change this? Because sometimes you are caught in a situation, you know, that is a little bit tricky.
How is there any First you need to change feeling. Mental feeling. Your feeling is present or unpresent. This unpresent make you show you something wrong. The meditation is right way your mind is stable, peaceful, relaxed. If your mind is tense and very tense or very suffering, you need to stop. Then check your attitude. What attitude the mind is, how energy they use, what attitude they have in the mind. You checking, then if you check, you can see the mind is sometimes want something, to do something. This, because of this, your mind, a lot of energy coming, then becoming tense. If you recognize and he let go, this idea change, the whole state of mind will change. Understand? Okay. So,
pain.
Does the feeling stay unpleasant as you're doing this? Or does it change to neutral? Or does it stay unpleasant, but you're able to accept it as unpleasant?
Object ka unpleasant phit ni da. Ubo pyo la object la sait ma la.
You see there's two kinds of feeling. You can be observing something unpleasant, an unpleasant feeling, but there's also the mind that's watching. So are you talking about feeling unpleasant in the way in the mind that's watching or watching an unpleasant feeling? You can watch with unpleasant feelings or be watching an unpleasant feeling. That's different.
Is it a matter of identifying with it as an unpleasant feeling or observing it as just being an unpleasant feeling?
Right.
So in that sense, it's kind of a neutral observation of something that is underlying unpleasant.
Is that what you're saying?
If you have the right attitude, then it becomes a neutral.
Mentally feeling is becoming neutral. Then you can see the pain. At that time, you can see the nature of the pain. If your mind becoming tense, the pain will be very gross. If your mind is neutral, becoming relaxed, that time you watch your pain, the pain nature different. Because it depends on your state of mind, then you see the object is different. If your mind is relaxed and peaceful, then you can see as they are. If your mind is tense and wrong view or wrong idea, the pain is very strong and very gross level. Mm-hmm. Don't change. Don't move. More stronger and stronger. Mm-hmm. If your mind relax and right way, the mind is stable, then you check this pain. The pain is, meaning of the pain is disappear sometime. And many things, they together. Or heat, movement, the tingling sensation, they together. That time, your mind is not anger anymore, neutral, becoming neutral, become neutral. You see this object becoming change. That's why the object, I said, the object is not very important. You depend on your mind, you can see objects different way. If you wrong view, you see the object is wrong way. If you right view, you see the object as it is. That's why mind, vipassana is a mind very important.
But a pleasant mind is also acceptable, isn't it? Not just a neutral mind.
Pleasant mind,
neutral.
Neutral
or pleasant, don't know.
He says you can say when you feel neutral, it feels a bit pleasant. You could use the word pleasant for neutral.
But not attached.
Pleasant.
But not attached. I mean, when there's
if
neutral.
If you pay attention to the present, be careful. Attachment coming.
Okay. But if there's no attachment, the mind...
That's why no attachment, no resistance, the mind have understanding there. Mm-hmm. That understanding made neutral. Mm-hmm. Because of understanding, the mind, what your mind becoming neutral, become neutral. Mm-hmm. Equanimity means is understanding. No understanding, you are not equanimity. I look at you, you know? Yeah, equanimity are nyampa equanimity people.
Yeah. He says if there's understanding, then you're more likely to have equanimity. If there's true understanding.
Okay. Oh. So sitting is like this and walking the same. No need to 3 steps, 6 steps, 7, 12 steps. No need, very detailed. Just the whole body and watch that. They're like sitting, walking, eating the same. The mind aware or not? Huh? Aware. How many the mind can know?
How much?
How much?
If I'm aware of an object, how much detail of any object should I be aware of? Should I just be aware of its presence? Or should I be aware of a lot of detail of an object?
Say go tin re kamar, say tin re ayo, but love detail tibolo re. Ayo shin ne man lao pa tibolo la, poin ayo chao miyai tibolo la.
Miyai tibolo.
Yeah, he says to know more than to know about the object, details about the object. He said first you have to see whether the mind is having greed, aversion or delusion. He says if there is greed to know about the details of the object, he says you should not.
If glasses is red color, you see everything red.
You won't see it as it is. He says to understand the nature, the true nature of the object as it is the work of wisdom. It's not your work. You don't personally go in and dissect the object. That's not your work. Wisdom sees through it. What our responsibility is to grow the strength of the consciousness, of the awareness, and that's by checking to see what is working in there and doing it continuously, it grows. And he says, but you know, going in to see what the object is not our problem.
If you look like this, the eye is not strong enough. How much energy you use, and look, you cannot see clearly. How much energy you use, you cannot see clearly. You wear like this, then as nature is already boom, clearly coming. This is important. Object is not very important. So check your mind. Your mind have right attitude or not.
Point that's important. Our minds are, it's always going in the past and the future. It's always, you know, going forward. And it's more an exception to be in present moment than in the other situation.
Finish?
Yeah.
Okay. Storyline is past and future. The nature of the mind happening is present.
Yeah, I know, but how?
You know the mind is appear.
So
you recognize this is happening. Don't pay attention to the storyline.
You recognize the mind is thinking about the past now. The mind is thinking about the present, about the future now. But the mind is thinking now. The story is about the past, but the mind is thinking now.
Yes.
So you're in the present moment. If you recognize the mind is thinking now.
I mean, I did you a quawai, a yusa quawai. Story I don't view my la, say you I don't view my.
So you see the attitude, your perspective has shifted slightly. Are you going to look at the story about the past and the future, or are you going to recognize the mind that is working in the present moment? Are you recognizing the mind or the story?
That's why right view. Right view means just a mind is a mind.
But what happens if it continues for very long times?
Open the eye. Many yogis, they involve the thoughts of becoming momentum. They cannot come out. Sometimes, most of yogis, they very strong. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, more momentum coming.
More,
yes. Open the eye, very easy.
So open the eye takes effort. And
no need to effort. You open the eye, the obvious, this eye is, the sight is so obvious sensation. This is also object. You open the eye, this sensation, this view is, the object is so obvious, the mind stay there. Present moment coming. Not difficult.
Yeah.
But if you close the eye, very difficult. This is a shortcut. This is a very shortcut. Because people close their eyes when they use close their eyes. They close their eyes and make many problems. They sleep, they thinking, they enjoy when they use this close their eyes. So when you close the eyes, that's why people are easy to sleepy, easy to think.
Oh, you really need open the eyes.
Yeah.
I thought he was using it as a
metaphor.
He said, this is a skillful means. Wisely, you understand. Open the eyes. It's going so wrong. Why let it continue?
Okay.
It seems like it's hard for the deluded mind to know it's deluded because it's deluded. So is there an unpleasant feeling to the deluded mind?
ย้อนเรื่องคำมันย้อนดีมันที่บอกแค่แต่การดีกูมานี่มันแล้วที่บอกแค่แต่เออขันซ้ำหัวจีเอลูเบียวผิดเลยมองหาดจีผิดเลยขันซ้ำลูกมาเก้าสิบหกสิบมาแล้วใช่ไหมใช่
doesn't feel like good quality.
Well, feeling what means sincere the feeling. If someone is always checking the quality of the feeling, he said they become sensitive to it.
Feeling and the twin it, the sickness, sick activity in a feeling it,
Mm. He says always, he says, investigate these two things together. The things that the mind is doing and how that reflects in the way you feel. Always check these two together.
Okay. Any?
Maybe this is a little bit off track what you've been talking about. But I was wondering about bringing things into sitting meditation. Like, for instance, I might have feelings and moods and so on when I'm walking around, and my mind isn't really settled well enough to investigate them. But when I sit in meditation, I can encourage these to arise and then investigate them in meditation. And use that as a way of trying to understand them. So in this way, sort of bringing something in rather than seeing what arises, but not dealing with it in an intellectual way, but dealing with it in an investigative way.
Yeah. နေစဉ်လုံးနေတဲ့ဟာအခါမှာတစ်ခါတလေစိတ်ထဲမှာအနှောက်အယှက်တွေမှုရင်စိတ်ထဲမှာမငြိမ်သက်တာတွေရှိတယ်တဲ့ဒါပေမဲ့အဲ့ချိန်တွေမှာတစ်ခါတလေသူ့ကိုစုံစမ်းဖို့မှုရင်နည်းနည်းတေချာကြည့်ဖို့စိတ်ကတိတ်အထိုင်မကြတော့ကောင်းကောင်းလုပ်လို့မရအောင်အဲ့ဆိုသူသွားထိုင်တဲ့အခါမှာတဲ့ဒီအခြေအနေတွေကို तू ပြန်ဖော်ပြီးတော့ तू ပြန်စုံစမ်းတယ်ဟိုလိုက်ပြစဉ်းစားတာမဟုတ်ဘူးတဲ့နည်းနည်းစုံစမ်းတဲ့သဘောနဲ့ तू ထိုင်ပြီးတော့အဲ့ချိန်မှာဒါကိုနည်းနည်းဟိုအချိန်ပေးဖို့လေ့လာရပေါ့အဲ့လိုမျိုးကြတော့ကိုကဖြစ်တဲ့အတိုင်းလေးကြည့်နေတာမဟုတ်ဒီအောင်တမင်ခေါ်ပြီးတော့ဒါကိုစုံစမ်းလုပ်လို့ရတယ် Yes you can do that
ကိုမှ ready ဖြစ်ရင်လုပ်လို့ရ
တယ် This is when the mind is ready you can do that
ကိုမှ enough ကိုကနည်းနည်း stable ဖြစ်နေတတိလည်းကောင်းတယ်တမားလေးလည်းကောင်းတယ်ပြန်ခေါ
် When the mind is already feeling quite stable the awareness is pretty established there's enough samadhi he says then yes call back things
ဘယ်ရောက်တယောက်ဆန်းဘူးလေလုံးတယောက်စမ်းလို့လေ तू อ่ะအဲ့ပုံလေးတစ်ခုပေါ်လာတယ် तू อ่ะအရင်ဖြစ်အမြင်ဖြစ်တော့ emotion ခဏနေပြီ तू emotion ကြည့်ကြည့်ခိုင်းတယ်တခါလေမနိုင်အာရုံပြောင်းပြီးတော့ तू ကြည့်ခိုင်းတယ် feeling ပြန်ကြည့်ခိုင်းတခါလေအဲ့လိုပေါ့ तू အားကောင်းနေတဲ့ချိန်မိနေတဲ့ချိန်เนาะတတိတမားကြီးအားကောင်းနေတဲ့ချိန်မှာပြန်ခေါ်ခိုင်းတယ်ပြန်ခေါ်ပြီးရှုခိုင်းတယ်အဲ့ဒါဆိုကိုယ် ready ဖြစ်နေပြီအဲ့ချိန်မှာ feeling तू ကြည့်ရတာ तू ကတပန်းတာအဲ့တော့ကြည့်တဲ့ချိန်မှာတဖြည်းဖြည်းနားလေလို့လေ့လာတဲ့အခါစုံစမ်းရင်တဘောပေါက်လာနောက်အဲ့လိုလုံးဝတော့လာမှဖြစ်တယ
် This is for example one of the yogis he had every time he remembered something he'd get rage get a lot of anger some latent rage that he had and every time he remembered this rage would come up so the teacher encouraged him to bring up this image that created this rage whenever he felt stable and he says or if it came up spontaneously to watch the feelings that came whenever this image came up and if he found it too strong, like too overwhelming to watch, to then switch to another object and come back if it felt more stable. And then he also suggested to the yogi that at times when the yogi actually felt like he's forgotten this thing, but he's like in a state of mind which feels very firm, stable, calm and so on, to then use that state of mind to bring that image up and see how, what he, you know, can learn from that when he's in that sort of strong state of mind. And he did this over a long period of time, and little by little he understood things, and at some point he just stopped feeling that rage whenever this thing came up. Yeah, and stopped.
No more angry. That image comes later, he understands something, he can forgive him. No anger anymore. Sometimes you can use, right, wisely. Now, not good, George. Okay, I'll
have
George.
I just
want
to compliment
this
question. Is this a kind of contemplation?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Investigation.
Using
your wisdom, using the intelligence.
Sometimes the emotion is very strong. Using the pure mood, the person is just a pure. That is the human nature.
He says, I mean, he was very depressed before, and at that time he couldn't watch it directly. It was too strong, overwhelming. So he did many other things, you know, and when he went doing other kinds of, you know, meditation, strengthened his mind, then he could, you know, when he felt stronger, use that to face.
This enemy is very strong. Then you can face it. You knock off. Then I around and punch this way. use your intelligence.
Yeah, but by contemplation, he doesn't mean thinking so much. Not always.
Okay.
Two questions. One, so in that case, if it's about a person, you can send the person metta, and that sometimes softens.
No, he's not talking about sending. He's talking about observing anger to understand the nature of anger.
But not to relieve the situation with the person about whom this individual may have been angry.
No, you want to understand the quality of anger.
Nature. I want to know the nature. Not personal.
It's not these personal stories. It's the nature of anger.
Anger everything. You can anger can anger everything. Not only him.
And the second question, it's a little bit off from discussion. Just to learn something about the meditation center where you are in Burma.
Do you want to know more about his meditation?
Then. Huh? Huh?
Ask you.
We like this interview and discussion interview, that's all. Instruction, keep the instruction, then yogi practice. Then we very often, 2 days, 3 days, one time, we discussion. I like this. Then discussion and practice, discussion and practice. This is benefit way. Also, I want to explain one. Many have been using that. Very cheap money, I bought it. The blue, the dim you are, you put in as well. Using tap using, I'm not using, I'm not using.
No. He said okay. He said there's another thing he wants to talk about. He mentioned this yesterday. He wants to talk to you about something that he has, like something that he's understood before, to try to show you the nature of awareness. Yeah. How awareness can be the nature of a flexible, natural awareness. When he was young, he was at the monastery with his teacher and he was meditating. And his teacher would often come into the meditation hall and sit and while other people were sitting, and then he would say something, he would talk about meditation to them. And he liked this. He loved listening to the things his teacher talked about, his ideas on meditation. And his teacher was sitting to the left of him as he was talking.
My mind is attention this way. Too long.
Thanks a little.
Okay. That time, my mind is very peaceful. I'm listening this song, and that time, suddenly this right side, one sound, noise coming. So my mind is attention here and there. I saw that this mind activity, mind doing this, and also the awareness, level of awareness. I want to tell you the level of awareness. What kind of awareness that time? Awareness know everything, not only one object. He know the mind attention, pay attention, activity, doing this, and also feeling, bodily sensation, also mentally feeling also. He know everything, very awake that time. Okay? Then the mind is attention this, then attention that, the feeling is very burning sensation coming, angry. So that time my mind asked, so strange, just now so peaceful, a few seconds, the emotion, very strong emotion coming. So I very surprised, what happening? Why this happening? I want to know. That time I'm not blaming, the mind is doing this job, the mind nature is they do their job, awareness is learning. You not involved, you not want to control anything. Awareness know everything. Then understanding with investigate why this happening. Okay? So why the angry coming? At that time I want to know. The mind and I check more this question coming, my mind is more awake, more interest. Then the mind is think, pay attention this side, then he can try to hear, but he cannot, because this sound is more obvious. Then the mind is very angry and yelling this sound, this person. Go do and the mind says, oh, then the mind also feeling coming. Then I said, why is this anger coming? The mind doing this, a little bit second, the mind doing this, feeling, I saw everything, no? The whole view. Then realize the understanding coming. Because why you are angry with this sound? Because you liking this sound. Very obvious. That time I very example coming. Pendulum. Pendulum. This is what I call the pendulum formula. I discovered the pendulum formula. How much do you like this object? If opposite situation coming, the degree of, for example, the 45 degree you attach this object, if opposite coming, 45 degree disliking coming. So, how angry you are because of how attached you are. Then understanding coming, a realization arises, then I let go. I don't want this object. Then the mind cannot go there. The mind is there and watch the feeling come down. That kind of awareness makes understanding rise. Why are you angry? Because of attachment. Why are you attachment? Why are you attached? Because of ignorance. This process slowly you can learn. If understanding like this, the whole life you cannot forget. Very clear. So this understanding makes situation coming, the understanding, understand, if when you are attached some object, it's awake a lot, he know what's going on. If attach anything, okay. Later, when I something like coming, some object, something like coming, just on the one object. Feeling is not very important. Understanding important. Feeling is not very important. Yeah. But neutral is more peaceful. Present is a little bit agitated. Neutral is very calm, very, it's balanced. If you move understanding balanced way, you try to be, you slowly you can learn how the mind is not balanced. This balance is very important. Neutral state. You need to check this neutral, how to maintain this neutral state. Well, if you not skilled, immediately liking, disliking, liking, disliking. If understanding there, then becoming neutral. Then slowly you can learn how to maintain this balanced way. Not only the sitting or dhamma retreat, anywhere. This is you need to learn.
You say feeling isn't important because through understanding, feelings are can be adjusted so they're suitable to the situation. So that understanding is the more important of the two. Mm-hmm. Is that your meaning?
Feeling, understanding, are more easy to express. Understanding, feeling,
Understanding and balance will be the alo.
Yes, understanding balance is the
good. Understanding.
And understanding is the goal.
Oh, cool.
I had a question.
train the mind to observe objects, physical objects, mind objects, and it can do this with a certain amount of ease. But if I try to observe the knowing, I find this very, very difficult. And I was wondering if you had any suggestions.
Single training, Peter. If you try to do something and it's hard, difficult, or it tires the mind, don't do it yet. He says if you took a pencil and made little dots on a paper and just continuously, what do you see after a while? So it's not difficult. If you continuously aware for a long period of time, it becomes very obvious that awareness has been happening.
Awareness dead. So object mara ma kat tha ne a ma sait tha ne a ma sait tha yin sait ko myin ne.
He said just don't put any energy to stick your mind to the object. Don't do that. He said if you don't put any energy to focus, that's enough. He says that's why he asked just now. If you don't use any energy to know, doesn't the mind still know? Like isn't the mind still knowing?
Let's see that.
Then right now, do you know your hands are touching?
Yes.
Why are you knowing?
It's the nature of
the experience.
Bhati, what is knowing?
I don't know.
Attention be like
that. So, can you see that your mind puts its attention to the hand? Do you see that there's a shift of attention to the hand? So pay attention to him and then move the attention to your hand?
Yes.
Yes.
And can you shift that attention to your head?
Yes.
Now what is that that's shifting?
The reason I ask is because I'm observing often a strong identification with that. You can't pull out the eye.
Intellectually,
we know there's supposed not to be an eye there, but the idea of the eye is still there.
So, but go on, my own nature. Hey, I mean, totally true.
He says, can you just remind yourself that by nature?
The mind is nature.
Mind is nature. Remind yourself.
Just write you in, write knowledge when you put take in.
Just put that in, that's all.
The change in the sick down on a pet water, pet water, new machine. Put the bottle on it.
One day you will recognize the way you are hungry.
Thank you.